Hey everybody, this is Ed, My Figure Universe, coming to you this week for Boosting the Signal, and my guest this week is an amazingly talented woman that has brought to us many wonderful licensed Star Trek items. This is Mary. Hello, Mary. Welcome.
Hello.
And how are you?
I'm good. The weather's cooled off a little bit here in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm happy about it. My horses are happy about it, so I'm looking forward to fall.
I've heard rumors that a happy horse is a good horse, so
yes.
I've been wanting to talk to you. I have spoken to you over the years, back and forth through text, be it when you would do other lives or such as that. But I've never had a one-on-one with you to ask you about your fandom. So I've been looking forward to this for quite some time.
Excellent.
I have to ask right off the bat, what is your Star Trek story? What has brought you to this universe?
So when I was a kid, I'm 63. So when was the original series on? Like when I was 6, 7 years old, something like that.
Well, you would have been 4.
Oh boy. So maybe I was watching repeats, but when I was really young, there were these neighbor kids. There were 4 girls, and their parents wouldn't let them watch TV. And the two shows that my sister and I, she's a little bit older than me, watched all the time were Dark Shadows, okay, and Star Trek, original series. And so the girls from this other family would sneak over into our basement and we watch TV together. So that kind of was the catalyst of, you know, everyone getting around and being excited about the show. And it was kind of fun because there was a little bit of forbidden to it. I don't know why they didn't want them to watch. Well, Dark Shadows, I get, but, you know, Star Trek. But that's kind of what we would do. And then my dad thought it was great. He loved the show. And my mom bought us, and I think we talked about this, she bought a window cling for the sliding glass door. And
we have talked about that.
First bit of Star Trek officially licensed product. And I still have that cling. When my parents sold their house, I took it. It's on my window in my kitchen. It's a little faded, but it's my first official Star Trek piece. And I just love the messaging of the show. Just everything was really interesting about it. And it just became my sister and I's thing. So my sister and I, every Christmas, we give each other Star Trek gifts. She still has a hideous acrylic quilt I bought her in the 80s, you know. So it's kind of our thing. And we just enjoy sharing the fandom together.
Hey, you spoke of Dark Shadows. The first thing I thought of was my mom. My mom was a huge Dark Shadows fan. And growing up, I would always hear about Barnabas and everything
Barnabas
from that show. So like when I would see like DVDs or VHSs or even comic books, I would say, oh, that think of my mom. And I know my mom's watching this right now. So
Come
I
on.
Know that I know she's hearing this and she's happy. And Star Trek, that's a really good segue. I've never heard of someone, you know, that watched both those things at the same time. Not too many times at least. And your gifts, the acrylic or not acrylic, the window cling. I still have that in my when you sent me a picture of it a couple of years ago, I still have it in my eBay wish list. Like I'm still watching it. Like I'm gonna pull the trigger on that one day. But that's a nice one. But I see the paintings behind you and the items, and specifically, I see 2 items that are behind you that I also have behind
me. I see them
me.
As well. Yes.
And would you like to explain how those came into the universe?
So I've always, in my career, I've always made products, and I've always been in licensed goods. Usually, I worked with or there are. And I owned a consumer products company for 10 years, and we were making tons of great stuff, bags, you know, a lot of soft goods, pins, patches, but we really wanted to get into vinyl figures. And in 2018, I'm a knitter, I'm a hardcore knitter. So, we went through a lot of different ideas. And my VP of sales at the time, who used to work at Funko, he was really brutally honest. We'd show him the designs and be like, nope, hate it. Don't like it. Nope. And then we got this sketch done of, and I think those original images are floating around on the internet somewhere, of like 8 different characters. There was Mulder and Scully, Stay Puft and Slimer, Kirk and Spock, and I think a Xenomorph and Ripley from Alien, because those are the licenses we had. Even back, not it wasn't that long ago, but licensing then, you had more leeway where you could do like, hey, can we do this final figure? They're like, yeah, sure. So he looked took one look at those sketches and he's like, that is it. I love it. It is so unique because it was making, you know, it was fooling the eye, right? So at being a knitter, I made sure everything looked really authentic and that, you know, it had button eyes. And you know, I had a lot of help. There's a lot of design help on that too. My former business partner was, I taught her how to knit actually, and she was a really talented artist and she drew those up too. And then we went to the licensor, Sony, when they had Ghost, I think, I don't even know if they still have Ghostbusters. It was CBS, not Paramount, that had Star Trek at the time. And they were like, yeah, sure. And the first program we booked was, I think a new Ghostbusters movie was coming out. It was right around before the pandemic. And we did a Slimer and Stay Puft palette program at Walmart. That was the first two figures we did. So that was a nice big hit, right? And then we also did a lot with Loot Crate before they went bust and owed me a bunch of money. That's a whole nother show, Ed. Whole nother show. Whole nother.
That's a sore subject for a lot of people
Yeah.
there, but yeah.
And we did quite a few figures for them. We did oh God, there were a BioShock character, a bunch of really fun stuff. So that's how it started. So I did seven, and so Spock and Kirk, I gotta get those on the agenda. So those were three and four. Those were number three and four, and I absolutely loved them. And they did really well. And then of course, pandemic happened. I ended up selling the brand to a bigger company that I'd used to work for. And I worked for them developing the brand for 3.5, 4 years. And then, I left the company because I, you know, too much information here, but I care for my 97-year-old mom and she lives with me full time. So there was no going to the office. There was no, you know, so it was fine. It was great. And I love what I got going on now, but it's great to be the mom of that, the Handmade by Robots line. And the company that I sold it to has since sold it to a publicly traded company. So they're dumping a lot of money into it, which is great. And, you know, good luck. And they're moving forward. So yeah, so that's how those two figures came about. But they're really my favorite. I love Kirk's sexy hair that we gave him, sexy yarn hair. I love his little, I love the little accessories they have. But this, you know, the line has changed so much since then. It was like we kept it really simple just for, you know, paint. Number of paint on the item and keeping things simple so the cost could be down. But you know, we just got it got more and more complicated, but they're still great figures. I'm happy to be associated with it.
Well, I know from previous conversations, be it with you or other individuals that worked through Handmade by Robots, that color, like things had to be a specific color. An example I would have to say would be Stitch. I know it's not Star Trek,
Yes.
but I've learned through the grapevine that like Stitch had to be a certain color. So when prototypes were being made, you know, which I'm lucky to have one AP, you know,
Oh,
yes,
nice.
which is the pride of my wife's collection, by the way.
Nice.
That's when we started learning, like, okay, the colors were different and stuff. Were you set with the same restrictions when it came to Star Trek?
Absolutely. Yep. Everything it has to be approved, you know, in the style guide. In fact, I'll email you a style guide so you can see kind of how it looks. But
Okay.
there's all the official colors of the uniforms, what the braids look like, what the braids mean. You know, I was a huge fan of the series, but I didn't really understand the behind scenes, like the command, the science, the engineering, the braids, what they looked like, what they meant. You know, I never took that close of a look. So they provide you the PMS colors. They approve the concept, they approve the prototype, they approve the packaging, all that, and then they get final samples. And the kind of the nice thing during the pandemic is all that sample back and forth was kind of, you know, there were no, everything was approved digitally. You know, you'd send an image and you go from there. And once the licensor got used to your style, they, you know, they trust you. They know you're not going to mess around with their, you know, submit a pink one and print a red one, you know. So but no, everything has to be approved and you just those are the rules and it's their property, not mine. I love it, but you know, and they do a really good job, Star Trek especially. They've always done an excellent job providing, you know, tons of artwork and restylized artwork and new patterns and just there was so much good stuff coming out. I just wanted to make so many things, but I just calm down. You can't make everything. So
No, I understand. I mean, there's like when you mentioned pink, the first thing I thought to my mind was the knit series itself would have lended so well to Star Trek the Animated Series. There would have been characters that would have been great in that line. And now I think about, okay, now I'm thinking about everything that can't be. The current regime of whoever's running the company, I'm sure they're doing great. I no longer collect that line. I kind of ended it. I'll be honest with you, when you left, I kind of left. And it wasn't out of loyalty. It was, I don't know how many Scream knit figures I need. That's a lot of Stabby Mans,
You know,
but
it's interesting. That's an interesting license, and I know we're supposed to be talking about Star Trek, but that is the it's the Ghostface license. Scream is separate, right? That's a studio license. Ghostface is the character license through Fun World. Even though it's super limited, that by far, and even I was talking to the guy over at HMV a couple days ago that in the UK. Ghostface still is like one of the top, even though we did that figure 8 Ways to Sunday, like I don't can't think of a color we didn't paint it. It always sold extremely well. And of course the P&L is part of the decision-making process. So people still want it, and yes, people didn't want to collect them all, but man, we just did great with it. And I see why they continue to do that. Now we
No,
did,
no.
I say we, and it's not we anymore. We did refresh the tool and the mold and it had a new design and all that. And you got to remember when I first started, I only had the license for Leatherface, Ghostface, and I had an MGM license. So I picked up, Hannibal Lecter. Those were my, I rode those three figures till the cows came home for like 12, 13 months. That's all we had, tool wise. And I was trying to get the brand out there. So there was a lot of, okay, we have the tool. We can get this to market really quick. Let's do a glow. Let's do a glitter. Let's do a transparent, So a lot of those decisions you see being made, you'd love to do it just based on fandom because there's a lot of things, like I said, I would make, but you can't, they're not going to give you the money to do so. So, you gotta, when it was my company, I had a little more leeway, but also, you gotta, you ha financially, it has to be viable,
There was three
which
things, and
sucks.
there was three things, and I it could be my last thing about Handmade by Robots.
Okay.
There was three things about their company. The company, I assume you were probably gone by this. I never got the Danhausen. I wanted the Danhausen. I never got the Bozo the Clown, and I was excited once hearing you say you had the license at one point to do Steve Austin, the $6 Million Man.
Did we have it? Yeah, we tried. We had it. Okay, so, and I don't even know if any of this should be out on the air, but we're going to talk about it. But you and I, the Danhausen figure got killed because of the numbers. There wasn't enough sold. I mean, yeah, unfortunately, I pushed so hard for that. And then Bozo, the same thing, got killed because of the numbers. No, not enough people interested. Not enough retailers interested. You gotta pay for the tool and all that. And then I would have loved to do the $6 million man. And then that got killed too, just not enough pre-orders. And the world of retail is such a disaster. There's hardly any open to buy, and a lot of company retailers are in trouble. And so you got to find new ways to sell the product. And yeah. And Handmade by Robots, they have what, 22,000 followers or whatever. That's not enough to push through a pre-order,
Yeah, I
unfortunately.
get it. I get it. All good things, maybe one day. Maybe one day. Who
They've got the
knows?
tool, so they got the tool ready. So maybe Danhausen can come to fruition at some point. But yeah, that was an unfortunate. I was not pleased. That was right when I had already made the decision to leave. I actually made the decision to leave in, I think, November of 23,
Yeah.
and then I left, and I gave him like 6 months to.
That would fit right about the time I got the care package from you. So that
I
would
was
have worked.
cleaning.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
No, I understand. Now, aside from what you have created,
Yes.
what would you say is your favorite Star Trek item in your collection? Do you have something, even if it's not visible
Yes.
right now?
I don't have it on me, but I
Okay.
have it's all the pet products we did. I absolutely love all the pet products we did. And Star Trek, my favorite item we did was the Star Trek Captain's Chair dog bed.
I remember seeing pictures of it.
And my dog was on the label, which was kind of fun. But I'll show you a picture. Let's see. And you can pop a picture up when you do this, but it's this one. Hopefully you can see it okay. But it had the,
Oh.
it came in two sizes. That's Hunter. And it had, the embroidered buttons and everything. It's just super, and the super comfy bed with the bolster sides. We did great
Is
with this.
it wrong that I want that just to sit on myself? I mean,
No way. That
okay.
is not wrong. Nothing's wrong. No. And then the other item we did, so that I think is my favorite. And then we did a funny, and I have tons of bags we did and everything. I still use my Star Trek pet collars. We did this communicator hoop bag dispenser.
I remember seeing pictures of that
Yeah.
one too.
And
I
then
like
they
it.
let us do a little tag that says to boldly go at Hoffman. So,
That's hilarious.
that was back when licensing was fun.
I have the what are they called? I want to say medicine bag, but that's not right. The travel bags,
Oh, okay.
the from the 50th anniversary. They constantly are used. I have one that's by my seat in the living room that
Nice.
I keep it things on, and then when we go traveling, I have the black one with the gold.
Nice.
It had the Uhura on it. I have the pin, like the, oh, it's, what do you call it, like the little accoutrements
Yeah.
from it hanging up behind
Oh,
me,
yeah,
because
the little tribbles. Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
I didn't want them to get
Another fun
lost.
item in the pet line we did was we did a bunch of cat stuff, and we had a little POP display that had tribbles, but they were filled with catnip. And
Ooh.
we sold a lot of those. We sold a lot of those POPs. So it was fun getting kind of into the pet channel. We went to a lot of pet trade shows and stuff. But yeah, I mean, I just, you get a little desensitized to the products because you got a warehouse full of them. There's samples everywhere. But I would say those are my absolute favorites. And of course, the first two handmade by robots I did, I think those are high on my list.
I think the one thing that I've seen from your line of stuff that Kate got the most use for me had to
Yeah.
be the flash
Yeah.
drive that
The
looks
little.
like the isolinear chips. Yes. Okay.
And when you plug it in, it lights up and it
Yes, it's so
flashes. Yeah.
wonderful. And
And yeah, it's only 8 gigs, but it's
but
cool.
that's big enough to hold an audiobook. So
Yeah.
like when I would get like audio CDs, like an example, I have Andrew Robinson's A Stitch in Time book. I don't have a CD player. So I transferred the CDs digitally over to that and then took it with me.
Nice.
And it got a lot of use. It was a really, really good piece. But yeah, I love that. What do you have going on these days?
So in, I want to say it was November of 23, I did Toy Fair with the Handmade Robots booth. And when I was in, you get licensors come up to you all the time. Hey, I love your line. We want to work with you. Hey, we know. And most of the time you're like, yeah, no. Because we had all the licenses dialed and everything. But I had a licensor come up, approach me, and it's an artist I really, really love. His name is Stephen Rhodes. And he's got, it's his motto is nostalgia with a twist of darkness and help, I'm stuck in the 70s. And so if you like, some of his designs are, let's see, Who's Possessed Johnny? And it all looks like that cartoon styling. I'll show you one here.
Okay.
Let's see here. Here's one is the conjuring of Lucifer, right? So it's all,
Okay.
and then the other side of the bag is portal to the cat dimension.
Now, see, they're almost a very D&D style, like,
Yeah, like here's
or.
a, here's one of our, it's a messenger bag. It says video games rots your brains. And
Okay. I love
yeah.
it.
But yeah, Stephen Rhodes, you see tons of his t-shirts everywhere. They're in Spirit every year, Hot Topic, Spencer's. I think, yeah, he's massive. But mostly it's all apparel. So I hadn't seen anything like bags and those kinds of items that I'm really used to making. And his art is a portrait style, stylization. It's a vignette. So when they came to me, not Stephen, but the licensor, I said, I don't think it would work for our figures, but I would be interested in talking to you about taking the line into more of an accessory category because I would already have my wheels turning. Hey, I think I'm ready to, let them handle the handmade robots and I'm not going to go off on my own. And caring for my 97-year-old mom, I mean, I would like to be able to do something on my own again from home so I don't, cut down on going into the office and that kind of thing. So a gal that worked with me at at Handmade by Robots, she and I formed the company together and started the company in 2024. So we're going on almost to 2 years. Hot topic. We're just making a shipment right now to. Okay, so anyway, so I got the license and I'm making products, tote bags, grocery bags, luggage tags, patches. The company name is Snark Totes. If you go snarktotes.com, you'll see all our stuff. We have reps all over the country. So we do quite a bit of wholesale, a lot of bookstores, gift stores, that kind of thing. We're in a lot of university bookstores. We just got into Fuego, which is a gift store, has like 60 doors. So we're growing. It's fun. We do a lot of local shows. Like we'll do HorrorCon coming up. There's a really cool market here near in Tacoma called the Haunted Farmers Market. It's the nicest, coolest market I've ever seen. Like 130 spooky themed vendors. It's packed, super, it's great. So yeah, but that's what I've been doing, and it allows me to take care of my mom and also, have fun and still be involved in products.
Well, it's a wonderful design
Yeah.
and a great idea. And I have to say, I know my family, at least, like we go grocery shopping or even going to the local comic book store, we have tote bags that we take with us. We don't you do the
Right.
plastic bags and everything else, and it really comes in handy to have something. And I love the idea of having something that is themed for whatever you're doing.
Yeah, like this is our grocery size, and it's big and it's great, and it comes in a bunch of different designs. This one says coffee gives me life, which is very accurate, and all the side panels are super fun. And Stephen comes out with new designs a couple times a month. So which is great. So, and tidbit to be told here first, Ed,
Okay.
you're gonna hear this first.
Breaking news, everyone.
We are developing a collectible with the Steven Rhodes line because he has so many iconic characters like that Lucifer cat I just showed you. And I'm looking at the prototype right now. Hello,
Not
prototype.
I love figure news, and I mean
Yeah.
my figure universe is the basis what started
Yeah.
it, and things like this is like you boosting your signal. That's what this is about. I want more people to know the product, see the product, and go click like and follow. So I'm
Good.
looking forward to that. I look forward to seeing what's going to happen. I already
It's
follow the page, so.
okay, good. Good. Thank you. Appreciate it. But it's really fun. And also, Allison, my business partner, she's, 20 years younger than me. Well, not quite 20, 30. Can I do math? She's like 25 years. I don't know. She's just younger. She's basically my kid. So I want to build something for her that she can continue on, and she's learning a ton. She's really smart. So our skill sets fit really good together, and it's good having somebody to help and to
That's
be
awesome.
there and to teach.
Well, I love that. I really do. And I love the bags. They look wonderful. I can't say that I've been in a Hot Topic for a few years, but it does make me want to go scope out the Hot Topic and look for them because I can say, hey, I know that.
They carried the patches. That's a whole nother broadcast about Hot Topic. Oh wait, Pop Top, my dog wants to say hi. Come on, well, come on. Any of the big retailers, you got to give a discount to, you got to give extended terms to, you got to, it's a blessing and a curse. So
Well,
we'll,
everyone's looking for a deal in life. That's
yeah.
it's one, I think it's what, death, taxes, and give me a deal. So,
Yeah.
I know I'm counting down to when I turn 50 and I get a discount at the Waffle House.
Yes,
Yeah.
I love being older. I love getting all those discounts. I'm totally in.
I have a friend of mine, he got his Buckeye card and you'd swear it was his birthday. Sorry, I should explain. Buckeye Card's a local Ohio thing for when you hit a
Okay.
certain age, you get your discount. I just remembered I'm not local, everybody. So yeah. But yeah, I love what you're making, and I love what you have made. I want to open the floor to you if there's anything you would like to share or anything that, is there something that is near and dear to you that you'd like to show off in your collection there behind you, because I gotta say the paintings have caught my attention.
Oh
I
yeah,
would
the
love to
artist. Let me look at
know.
the artist's name. I've had him do a bunch of paintings for me. Almost all Star Trek. Oh, I have. Did you see Harry Mudd's back there too?
Now, see, now that's gonna get my attention. I love me some Harry Mudd. Oh, I love it. That's a great picture. And okay, now is this the artist that you had tagged me in a picture in the other day?
Yes. Brian
Oh.
Cleary, Cleary. He's on Instagram. He does all sorts of cool stuff and he does commissions. But I have one of Kirk screaming, Con. I've got the Gorn, who's my favorite. I've got the $6 Million Man,
There you
Streep.
go.
And I've got what is she, the Salt Sucker or something? One of the very first
Oh,
villains.
that was the man trap, first
Yes.
episode.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I've got her up there
Yeah.
too. So.
Her, it, they, them.
And then back here I have Spock with the Horta giving the mind meld.
The
Pain,
pain. I
pain.
love it. Yeah, the man trap, that was the first episode that actually aired in the United States September 8th. So that was the anniversary for that one that we just celebrated. But good episode. Good episode.
Yeah.
Great paintings, great artist. I'm glad I started following. I'll put a link down below for
Yeah.
them as well.
And who
But
knows, maybe someday Snark Totes will pick up a Star Trek license again. That would be a great thing for me. But not right away. But now that we are going to be launching a collectible brand, it'll be great for all sorts of licenses. And also kind of like, do I want to get back into it that heavy again? But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how this first one goes.
well, and yeah, I can understand, having concerns about that. But if it's an amazing piece, I look forward to seeing it, and hopefully it sells well, and the people catch on to it and
Yeah.
everything else. I don't really know what else to ask you. I feel like I've asked every question I could have possibly wanted to ask you. But we have thought about something with a giveaway. Have you?
Yes, we have.
So for anybody that's listening right now, Mary has compiled a collective of items, which I'm going to put a picture on the screen right
Would you
now
like me to show
showing
the
you.
items as well?
And you can show the items, the pictures on the screen right now for everybody to see.
We've
And
got
there you go.
this
Go
is
ahead.
a next gen journal book, and it's got graphics on the pages. We've got, you mentioned it earlier, the Star Trek USB drive, the isolinear chip, and then I've got two blind box lapel pins that I
All
have,
right.
and we'll do those.
Well, those pens are amazing as well. I have a few of those, and I know for a fact that there's some chases out there to get. So good luck with
There
that.
is. There's a great chase, yeah.
So basically, I'm going to make this pretty simple. Okay, if you want to enter the giveaway, I'm going to need you to go over and follow Snark Totes. Okay,
Perfect.
I'm gonna need you to follow this podcast and comment on this very video with the word snark tote. That's it. And then I'm gonna pick those, put them on a wheel, spin them in about, we'll give it what, 1 week? 1 week. We'll do 1 week. And the winner will be chosen. And Mary, you'll send it off to them, I assume. And we're gonna keep it in the United States. Sorry, but
Please,
shipping is
yes.
insane. So don't get me wrong, I love all the international people, but we gotta keep it regional to the United States. But if you have a shipper, some people have those shipping people that
Right,
can
those
go whatnot.
consolidators, yeah.
Yeah, if you have that, go at it. More power to you. But I appreciate the generosity. So
Yeah,
and
no
they're
worries.
wonderful.
Like I said, I've got products. I still have a lot of product everywhere, so
Yeah, the I don't know, say I have. Oh man, okay. Well, I can't get it right now, but I have a couple of the notebooks back there. One of them I use particularly for writing down every time I share a Blu-ray or a book. I
did I
keep
give you
a.
this one? This is my
No, I
favorite.
don't have that one.
It's I basically was inspired by a peachy. So the cover is scenes from TOS, and then the
Yeah.
back is some next gen scenes, action scenes.
Oh, That's really neat. Yeah, I like that. That's a good one. No, I have the one that looks like Spock's uniform,
Yep.
and they have the all black with the Vulcan salute on the front of it. Yes, that's it. Yeah, those are the two. But they get used. It's kind of like, do I just put them on a shelf? But it's good to write
Well, that's why I
information
sent you a
down.
bunch of stuff. So that you're a good, such a genuine Star Trek person. I'm like, Ed'll use this stuff. I'm going to send him a care package.
And I appreciated it. I remember the video is still up on my Instagram when we opened it, because it was like, we should do an unboxing. So I had my wife help me, and we had no idea what we were doing. I was just like, I'm trying to hold the camera, and she's like, opening it. And but it made for a fun video nonetheless. That's but yeah, and I would love to see whoever does win this giveaway. We would love to see who gets it, who opens it, do an unboxing, and tag us, and something to share. Boost the signal all the way around. Let's keep it going, and like a domino effect. So,
Exactly. Well, congratulations on your podcast. I think it's super fun.
well, I
And
appreciate you being here and
of
sharing the
course.
information and boosting the signal for yourself and everybody. Please go give them all a follow. Check out Mary. Check out Snark Totes. Check me out. But can you tell everybody where to find you?
Snarktotes.com and on Instagram at Snarktotes. And then also, go check out Stephen Rhodes' artwork. You'll see it on our products, obviously, but give him a follow as well. Stephen, Rhodes. He's got a couple hundred thousand Instagram followers, and he posts a lot of his new designs and just great stuff. And they're a great license order to work with. They're super responsive. They're in Australia,
Oh,
but
wow.
they're super responsive, and I've really enjoyed working with them. And I've worked with a lot of people, and they're good. a lot easier than working with Disney. So,
Well, I appreciate that, and I'll definitely give him a follow as well and everything else. So thank you for your time,
great
and
talking to you, Ed.
it was great to talk to you as well, and live long and prosper.
You too.